It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Now, Ian, let me finish my, my conversation with you about the temptation. You understand that women need love.
Yeah.
But they but love is not what you think it is. It looks her need looks like an appeal to your pride, to support.
Yeah.
She will give herself to you and help you to be successful. Every successful man, behind every successful man, there's a woman, you know, and then you have to ask yourself, what's behind her, you know?
What type of woman is that?
Yeah, so you really, a man should never need a woman to be successful. He has to be self-contained with the Creator, and he knows how to be successful. And when a real woman sees a real man like you that doesn't crave a woman, you have sexual impulses, but you don't play with them in your head, see?
Well, that's why I guess you would say hit on a lot at college and stuff because girls see that about me, but girls don't understand that I want to be with you on an intellectual status, not a sexual status, and I can.
You don't want the intellectual either. You want it on a spiritual.
I want it all on a spiritual level. Yeah,
Well, the spiritual is all. The spiritual is all. So they see your weakness, and now that you are conditioned to the pull, the gravity of the women, it's a sort of like magnetic and it's compulsive. So it takes a meditative experience to break that spell. And now the next stage is learning not to resent the women, because you may resent them for having a hold over you.
Yeah.
In other words, you recognize the morning after the night before that they have some kind of and so the tendency is to resent or blame the woman for the conflict you have afterwards.
Yeah.
And for the problems you have that grow out of that.
Yes.
So therefore, the word resentment is a key word, means resenting and placing the blame on the woman for your weakness rather than your own foolishness. That's right.
Yeah.
And then you mustn't turn the anger in on yourself. You must see that anger itself it awakens sexuality. Anger awakens sexuality. So if anybody can upset you, it awakens the senses. All of them. It makes you hungry and never satisfied and thirsty and never satisfied. You see that?
Makes me want more.
Yeah, it makes you want the things of the world to fulfill you rather than the things that are of the Creator.
Yeah. So I recognized why.
That's better.
And I started to understand. And when I sat down and after I did some meditating, and I wrote down why I'm angry, why I'm confused.
There you go.
I started to go through them. And I didn't put them in any chronological list, like which one's more important. They're all important. And
they're all the same thing.
And I see why, you know, a lot of young men or guys say, I don't want to be my father. And you always hear that thing.
You got it.
You don't want to turn in. And I started realizing I am. I come from a divorced family when I was 2 years old. I have a mother that was raped when I was like 13 years old, when I didn't live with her. And she was almost murdered. I have a womanizer for a father, which is totally different now. He lives with my stepmother, a Christian lady, and he is too. And he's really changed himself.
That's a wonderful thing.
And my father. And, you know, he used to come home with women from bars and say he was going grocery shopping. But I know he didn't. But at the same time, I understood I had a roof over my head. I had clothes. And I had food. So he does love me, you know. And the simple things of life he gave me. But maybe he didn't give me the emotional things he gave me. But as I've grown older into a young man, I've now started to accept that and appreciate my father instead of not appreciate him and just point out all the negative things, you know.
But he's a lot better now, isn't he? He's a lot better now anyway.
Yeah.
I'm glad. There's hope for you. If he can change, then you
and
can
I forgive
change.
Because
well that's perfect it, that's
you know,
perfect
and I forgive. It's like, you know, if you talk behind someone's back, of course no one's gonna like you, you know. It's like, you know, simple things like that. And, you know, it's like I was with a girl that was a virgin and stuff. And you know, I had intercourse with her and everything like that. But then 2 years later, next thing you know, living with her and everything, when I was 19, she was 18 years old. She turned into a go-go dancer, then a stripper, and then a prostitute.
And you had something to do with it.
And it was my fault. I realized it's how I contributed.
Hold the line. You're a fine young man. You have what it takes. I like what I hear. I'm Roy Masters. I hope you like what you hear. Doesn't sound like it sometimes the way I watch the screen. We'll be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yeah, it's a pity that some of you didn't hear this last 4 or 5 minutes with my young friend from Sacramento, Ian. He's had a high sex drive, but he's starting to wake up and seeing how he's passed and how his mother and father and played a role in it, but now he's forgiving them, and the sex drive will come under his control, because I want all of you to understand. And Ian, let me, how do you say, Ian?
Yeah, Ian.
Okay.
The name my grandmother gave me.
I just want you to understand that sex misused, or anything misused, food, you can just look at what happens when people misuse food, when they use it to fulfill something missing in themselves, by the nearest physical equivalent, which is food. Same with sex. In other words, you become lower than a worm's belly.
Yes.
There's no depth to which you won't sink for a little piece. So you must understand this. The sex drive is not natural. It is unnaturally natural. There is a natural one, but a natural one is modified in some way, and we need to talk about it sometime, in some way, and managed in a way that is secret. And so we can't talk about it here, but you will discover it.
Yes.
Lots of things I can say I can't tell you. For instance, the way you eat is a secret way, and you can have all the best diet in the world, but your whole life focused on the best diet in the world and assuming it's perfect. Eating perfect food won't make you perfect. It will make you less perfect, because if the original sin was caused by food, eating the wrong food and forbidden food, then eating the right food seems to be the logical answer to eat right, since if you ate wrong, you sin. No, eating right is a bigger sin, because you think it's going to save you. That's a lie. So it's a trick. So you need to eat the right food, because you see what the right food is. See?
Yeah.
And you see what wrong is. And you see it. And it's a gift of seeing, and you are beginning to have that gift of seeing that your sex drive comes from the bad examples in your life, because it doesn't take much to arouse something in a young boy, or a picture postcard suddenly, or a picture on your television screen or your computer screen flashing up right in front of your face, and it awakens that center.
Like, in the last 2 years, I've become very in control of not really caring about girls that want to flaunt themselves and put themselves out there objects.
Attaboy, that's good.
Like, they're confused.
Good.
And or the individual, you know? And then I see men that walk around at school and college, and I see how, you know, they always got to show their arms. And it's this sense of, like, they need affection and acceptance, but they don't accept themselves. And I realized that I didn't accept myself, and I wasn't appreciating myself. And instead
and that,
of worrying
and
you, about
and your true
other
self,
people,
your true self,
about myself.
Your true self is the light that shows you your bad self.
Yeah. And, like, I get the sense of a euphoric feeling, you know? Like, I've been really meditating, and I like the morals of Christianity, and, you know, I believe Jesus was way ahead of his time and stuff, morally.
A lot of people
didn't like him and stuff. And I follow a lot of Buddhist teachings and stuff like that. I know there's a lot of diversions, but I follow the basic stuff and, like, the Four Noble Truths and stuff like that. And I go on bike rides, and I notice that, you know, when I get negative feelings, that I need to use them constructively and make them to become positive things. So, you know, like, whenever, like, I'm frustrated with something, I stop myself. You know, like driving in a car, how many times do people get angry when they're driving? But they don't sit there and then say, stop. Like, what if you wrote a check mark every time you're driving, and by the time you got home after that day, you had 10 check marks, and those were 10 times you got angry about something that was totally irrelevant.
That will awaken a whole
like,
mess
of
rough.
There's no finish line.
There's no finish line, no.
There's no finish line.
No, life
moderates. And I start to realize that, and, you know, I've really been focusing myself on my studies instead of focusing myself on getting a girl and satisfying my emotional needs.
You keep going. You're educating everybody listening, and you're showing that there's magic here.
And I start to accept, you know, the way I am and the way I grew up instead of living in denial and rejecting it. You know, but I'm not living in that situation anymore, so why should I continue to live in that state of mind?
There you
are. And I could change it myself. You know?
Sure you can. I'm in control.
You know, I'm in control. I can change when I'm angry and when I'm happy, because it's easy to get angry, but it's harder to be happy. You know, I walk around and I see so many people that never have smiles on their faces. The eyebrows are pinched. There's no half smiles. You know, and I've noticed walking myself, if I walk around with a half smile and people see me and they say, why is that guy happy? What's he smiling about? About life. Life's beautiful. You know, what's there not to appreciate about life? And, you know, so many people just don't appreciate life, you know. Be happy.
Yeah.
You know, life is beautiful. Go take a walk.
But you know what? As you're talking, you're speaking of a very different world which is operating through you now that you didn't have before. So all I'm saying to you, I have got to go to my other callers.
You're beckoning
them from where you are, aren't you?
Yeah, but it's like when I listen to you, I have like the biggest smile on my face because it's like a state of ecstasy. I'm happy. You give me a sense of euphoria. And that's me giving it to myself and realizing, you know, good and bad, you know. And, you know, you know, Roy?
I love you. You're like a son now. You're like a son to me.
I got a grandmother from England and stuff, and I really admire her. And she tells me how she is with her her man from Holland and stuff, from Groningen, Holland. And I have a father that's born and raised in Holland and England and stuff. And I have an international. I have a mother from Italy.
Can you speak Dutch?
No, but I would like to. But my father's very proud of American heritage.
Would you like to hear Dutch, a little bit of Dutch? Can you Holland spreken? Can you Holland spreken? Can you speak Dutch? Tuurlijk. Then you should say Tuurlijk, which means of course.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Tuurlijk means agreement. And my mother was Dutch, so I
know how to say schoenen.
I don't know what that is.
You know?
I gotta go now. Ian, listen.
Yes.
You're a very delightful young man. I wish you well. And you keep listening and you call me. You call me anytime you have a little problem that I don't think you're going to have. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that'd be beautiful because you don't need me much anymore.
Well, like my grandmother says, cheerio, Roy.
Pip, pip, and all that sort of stuff. Bye.
Good night.
Same to you. Isn't that sweet? That was a nice. I wish you missed. There was a missing part that some of you missed because some of the stations get for the first 4 or 5 minutes of the program. They put news on. I wish they wouldn't because it breaks the continuity of the I lost my next call. Oh, I was waiting to talk to that person. All right, well, why is it so difficult? You know, a lot of people listen to this program. I know we've got maybe 1 million people listening. At least, I know the numbers. I know 137,000, that was several weeks ago, listening on YouTube, just YouTube. Never mind the 250 stations we have, including the science program on Saturday tomorrow. But there's a lot of stations, little stations and some big stations, like KDON. And yet, look, I'm looking at the screen. KDON reaches, wow, like several states, clear. And I can't hit anybody. I can't hit someone. You know, I get in an airplane, I'm sitting next to someone, bingo. Chances are they want to hear what I have to say. Chances are the people in front hear what I'm saying right in front of me, and then they're twisting their necks to talk to me throughout the whole 2 or 3 hour journey. This what reason is it you hold back? Here's a young man who all he did was listen to me on the radio, and I'm sure that a lot of you are getting benefit, but when he called me in person, something like the first lady that called on the program, she wasn't ready. She wanted a personal relationship with me, and I said it wasn't necessary. And I prove it by this gentleman, Ian, young man. He was ready. He was ready at ego, and he heard me. It was like magic. It was something he's been looking for all his life, but he just couldn't put it in words. And the first lady was called schizophrenic, and she was on all kinds of opiates and things like that. But she was hearing me, but she wasn't ready to swap sides, to come over to the light side. And so I'll go back to Glenn Beck, and a lot of you will probably be, you know, I always encourage you to listen to him. And you may not be able to go to the Lincoln Memorial thing, but I guess some of you are listening to whatever's going on tonight, and maybe that's the reason why it's a little quiet this evening. But the bottom line, what I'm trying to say, is that you don't need me personally. You go into your closet and close the door. But the point is, you pray to your Father in secret. It's not a communal thing. It is not a community salvation. It is not the salvation of a mass so the individual can experience the salvation. Everybody has. No, it's individual. That anything other than that is perverse Christianity. Perverse Christianity. To pray together is not Christianity. It's to pray in secret. It's a personal experience with the Creator. But there's a way that you sit quietly. Go into your closet, sit in your chair, sit in your room. So, well, then what do you do? What does it mean to pray? There's an outline of it, but that's just words. It's like our Father, my Father, within me. Hallowed be thy name, not my name. She's not me, not big me anymore. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, not mine, because mine isn't mine. The light made you the light. You've made me see that my will is the world in me, posing as me. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Beautiful. Otherwise, it's the opposite. Hell on earth. Misery on earth as it is in hell. Give us this day our daily bread, but bread is not food. It's the strength, the moral strength to function and learn to endure deprivation and cruelty without being angry and upset or puffed up with pride, without any hunger for anything but being comfortable in my skin because I'm fed. The rod and staff, they comfort me. See? See, lead me away from temptation. Lead not lead us into, that's mistranslation. Lead me away from temptation. God doesn't tempt you in, bring you into temptation. He leads you away from and deliver us from evil. Yes, you can't fall into the clutches if you're properly prepped and you're appropriately reassigned to your former self, so that you are you are inured back to God, the reality. Do you understand what it means to be transferred, your loyalty transferred to the light within you, as compared with your former self that has caused conflict between what you are becoming and what you could be? Then lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you see, and forgive us. Forgive as we forgive. Oh, it's an as thing. Oh, it's one of the little words. Forgive us as, in other words, you've been forgiven. Since you've been forgiven, and you didn't know what you were doing, and you couldn't help yourself, and you couldn't forgive yourself, you blamed others. Right? But now you realize that that was only transferring, that was the best you can do, is to take it out on somebody else and feel some relief. But there's a judgment on another person. Doesn't relieve the judgment on yourself. It only increases the judgment on yourself. It only feels good for a moment. And then you're in the hell together with that person. Forgive us. But continue to forgive us as we forgive. So the load gets lighter as you realize others. You're in the shoes of your parents. You're standing in the same shoes. The sins of the fathers are projected into every generation. So now you realize your father and mother couldn't help themselves. They couldn't. They didn't even know what they were doing. Jesus knew it, said, forgive them. His killers. He forgave his killers because he said, they don't know what they're doing. Why should I lay it to them? They're completely brainwashed. And they carry the wickedness of Rome. They carry the wickedness. That's all right. But they're lost. You can't hate a person. If you hate the person, you're hating the image of God. And it's the spirit that tortures you and teases you. It's the spirit in them that wants you to hate the person. So that's why they torture you. That's why they tease you. Because they want you to hate the person. So the person's the image of God. You don't want to hate that. And you don't want to have an image of God on the church wall. And worship that. You don't worship graven images. See? You don't put anybody up on a pedestal. And you don't degrade them. Otherwise, you're playing God. See? It's pride. So, you forgive them. But it isn't your forgiveness. It's because you've been forgiven that you do no longer take your frustration out on someone. See? You don't have to do unto others as was done unto you. You do unto others as you would have them do unto you. It's a whole new ballgame. All right, now. Oh, dear. Now, let me see now. I'm not sure that I am in the mood for selling things. But I do. If you have a lot of the materials I have, if you go to the website, there's all. Look, let me put it this way. $12 a month gets you. There's 8,000 people who are members and don't pay anything and enjoy the website. 8,000. If those 8,000 would transfer to the $12 a month thing. That's all. That means you have two latte coffees in that coffee shop, what they call it, Starbucks. wherever. I mean, a latte coffee costs you $4 or $5. If you can give up one coffee, a couple of coffees a month, it wouldn't be much to give me $12 a month. And there's 8,000 people there that don't give anything. Or some do, I suppose. But if you can just do that, have the discipline to join up, we're making it easy. We've made a few mistakes, and those people who had problems, we're reinstating them to a higher level of generosity within the framework of how you can watch and listen and learn. It'll be very helpful. Could you please consider, if you're one of those members that listen and enjoy and appreciate what we're doing and understand that we have a school, and one of these days it's going to be, you're going to be able to watch it on television and homeschool your kids and get them a real education, not brainwashing. No, it's not too far into the future. It's the best school. You can go to brightonacademy.org. Go to Brighton Academy. It's a beautiful, actually, they got at last a beautiful website. It took years and years and years to build this school. Years and years to find the right teachers. You just can't get teachers out. You can't pull them out of the air. And we're still always needing teachers because some are always leaving. Some are leaving and some. It's very hard to find the real good teachers, the one that loves the children, that loves the teaching, is patient, and doesn't brainwash them and shove it down their throats. They've got one face for the parents and one face for the kids. No, so don't you see, I support that. And the prison ministry, they get what they need, and the military get everything they need. If you were the First World War, all the way, I don't care how old you are, and you can get coping strategies. Do we have a copy of, what time is it right now? Can you put the coping strategies on right now in this 1 minute? Yeah, put it on right now.
Do you know how rare it is to have a mental illness cured by medication? And although it almost never works, the psychiatric community insists on treating most mental illnesses with drugs. Roy Masters, founder of the Foundation for Human Understanding, has developed a groundbreaking technique called coping strategies, which can help cure the mental illnesses which plague us. Coping strategies can easily help eliminate depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, and anxiety. If you are suffering from mental illness, why go through life to solve your problems by dulling your senses? Consider coping strategies and discover answers which will heighten your awareness, not dull it. Order your copy of Coping Strategies on CD today by calling 1-800-877-3227, or you can order online at fhu.com. 1-800-877-3227, or visit fhu.com.
Play another one. Play the other one.
Close your eyes and put your right hand by your side. Bring your attention to your right hand hanging by your side. Simply notice it. Be aware of it. And feel the blood flowing down into it. And it will tingle. Become also aware of the middle of your forehead. Now, as
what you are hearing is a simple mental exercise widely used in the United States military that is finally saving lives and countering the effects of PTSD, depression, and other negative emotional conditions. Now this technique, used in the military entitled Coping Strategies, is available to the general public on the internet at fhu.com. You can listen to the exercise in complete privacy. Try it before you buy it. Listen to the civilian version, Be Still and Know, at fhu.com. That's fhu.com. Try it before you buy it, so you can prove to yourself that it works. At fhu.com.
Okay. Welcome once again to the program, and just want to make sure we got the right commercial. I just been troubled lately by all the commercials I don't really want. They're playing, and they don't work, and so I just got this one, and I think it says it, and it invites people to give it a try, and don't be afraid when you hear me say close your eyes. And be aware of your fingers tingling. Look, just whip. Oh, don't close your eyes. Just be aware of your hands, and you can feel them tingle. Now, what is that? That's your secret treasure. When I was in the army, and you walk 25 miles, and I got flat feet, so I got a lot of problems. But, you know, you get exhausted. You sleep in the rain. When your mother used to tell me, if you get pneumonia, and I never did. I got tough. But I also got tired, and I would lay on my bunk and feel my fingers tingling. A lot of you have noticed that in your life and didn't know what it was. It's meditation exercise. It's a natural meditation that you're absolutely born to know it. I'd recover. Other guys were drinking and eating candies and smoking. I'd recover, in just a little while. I lay down for 10, 15 minutes. I was ready to go again. I didn't know where that was coming from. I didn't know what it was that. It took me a long time. In those days, I practiced hypnotism, and I had control of the barracks, including the sergeant. Well, he wasn't really a sergeant, it's a corporal. He thought he was in control of me. He wasn't, because I frustrated the dickens out of him. He couldn't take my mind. He had the mind of the other guys, but I took it back from him. So they were cleaning my shoes and cleaning my rifle for me. I wanted to know that people, you are more suggestible than you realize, and you're more infected by the world than you realize, and it can't be covered up with religiosity or this or that, or excuses. And I want to help you. Some of you think I'm... Who the hell do you think I am? I don't think I'm anybody. I just know who I am. I also see the world, and most people in it are shallow. But there are good ones. In that shallowness, or in that meanness, or in that confusion, or in that state of schizophrenia, whatever it is, there's this little light shining, a little creature looking for answers. Can you hear me talking to you? Can you listen to that CD? Listen to it again. It's coming on again. And it says, close your eyes. And the latest way to say it is, be aware of your eyelids. And then your fingers tingling. And if you become aware of your eyelids and your fingers tingling, one at a time preferably, shifting your attention from one to another, you're going to understand the secret pleasure, secret treasure. That it's a magic, and a power that takes you over by just simply sitting quietly from within. There's no harm in it, and if you think there's harm in it, there's really something wrong with your brain. Okay, we're right back.
And put your right hand by your side. Bring your attention to your right hand hanging by your side. Simply notice it. Be aware of it. And feel the blood flowing down into it. And it will tingle. Become also aware of the middle of your forehead. Now, as
what you are hearing is a simple mental exercise widely used in the United States military that is finally saving lives and countering the effects of PTSD, depression, and other negative emotional conditions. Now this technique, used in the military entitled coping strategies, is available to the general public on the internet at FHU.com. You can listen to the exercise in complete privacy. Try it before you buy it. Listen to the civilian version, Be Still and Know, at FHU.com. That's FHU.com. Try it before you buy it, so you can prove to yourself that it works. At FHU.com.
All right, now, for transparency, there's always been a civilian version before the military version. The military version is a work of a colonel in conjunction with yours truly, which is have an amazing effect. We've given, well, we're now 60,000 of CD. We're giving them away to the military, and the military is taking to them beautifully. In other words, it's a solution to problems that have vexed the psychiatrists and psychologists, and they're calling me and saying, how does it work? They don't know how it works. I use it myself, says one famous psychiatrist. I won't give you his name or anything, but it's in the military. Is it your voice? Because but what is really happening is, I'm not saying it to him, but it's bringing them to God unawares. See? It works. Because there's something I'm bringing you to that's just not verses and chapters and sweet language. And what it can bring you to is something disturbing. And you need to be disturbed, don't you see? All right, now, we're going to have Nora. And let me talk to Nora in Louisiana. Hello, Nora.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. What can I do for you?
I've been through in my family.
Yes.
It went down to my daughters. My two daughters was abused.
How did you allow for that?
I didn't know what was going on when I found out. I left the man when I found out.
Maybe you didn't want to look. Maybe you didn't want to lose him. Maybe you were too dependent on his whatever. His affection or money or something, security. This is not healthy. You should have known what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
There's no excuse for that. And there's a certain guilt that you have. There's a certain guilt you have regarding that. So you unconsciously you allowed that to happen.
Okay.
Am I right or wrong?
It could be because I was abused and through it, my sister was abused.
Yes.
And my mama's family, you know.
Yes.
So it could be, you know.
Yeah, I'm glad. Glad you see that. And because, you see, you're so weak so that you can't help but sacrifice your own children for this. You don't know how, because you can't help yourself. And,
uh-huh.
and I don't want to lay that guilt on you because you couldn't help yourself. Listen to me. You could not help yourself, and I want you to know that you've got to give up the anger towards all of your parents. You see, you've become like them, and you've become a vehicle for it to happen to the next generation. The sins of parents go to the second and third generation. You see how that works?
Yes.
You're not strong enough to resist it. You don't know how to say no to the person. You don't want to find out in case you have to say no, and you can't say no. But now you see, you have an inner strength. You like where I'm coming from, don't you?
Yes, I understand. Mm-hmm.
You do?
I want help because
I know you.
I want to help my daughters.
I tell you, now you. When? How long you been listening to me?
I had listened to you a while back, but for some reason I lost touch with you. But I just started working, and I work all night, and I happened to come across your show again.
Yes. Yes.
So it's been maybe about a week or so now.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you a CD. You have a player?
CD player? Yeah, player.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to send you a CD, and I want it. You get second day air, and I don't want. Okay, I'm going to send it second day air, so you get it very quickly. And I'm going to send you a book called How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, and I'm going to send you another book. Let me see. How to Conquer Negative Emotions. I'm going to send you two books and a CD. Put the books aside and listen to the CD. And 1 week after you get it, you call me again.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And whenever you get curious, open the book at any page. Each book, pick one, open the book at any page and read until you understand something. Oh, I never saw that before.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll start to wake up, and you'll start becoming strong in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be
okay.
And when you're strong in spirit, can you be the authority over what's happened to your children?
Yes.
Can you be genuinely sorry? That's good. Genuinely forgiven? That's good too. But remember, only if a person has the Holy Spirit in them can they be the authority to help another human being. If Jesus didn't have the Spirit in him, he'd be just an ordinary man, and nobody would take him much notice of him, or he'd be just a smart aleck and be one of those preachers or rabbis that didn't do anybody any good, right? It was a special quality. You have that ability. You have his nature in you, and I will show you how it can come into you. And your life will change. I guarantee it. You're a good woman. You're a very sweet, decent human being. And I want you to know your God loves you. He bids you to listen to me. And I want you to listen to his voice, his wordless voice inside you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand he's forgiven you?
Yes. I understand.
If you believe that, let your family go. They couldn't help themselves any more than you could. Do you understand? You're standing in their shoes.
Uh-huh.
They put themselves in you, and you couldn't help it when you were a little boy, little girl. You couldn't help it. But now you're grown. You don't have to live in that world anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The Spirit, do you understand that now?
Yes.
So stop resenting your parents. Stop resenting it. Just let it all go. And you will. You use that technique, and I'll send that to you right away.
Yeah.
You call me soon. You call me next week, next Friday.
Uh-huh.
A couple of days after you start listening to that CD, you call me, would you?
Yes, sir.
And then we'll help your children as well.
Thank you. I've been for help for years.
Yes, you're going to get that help. I promise you. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
I tell you what. Do you have a phone? Yes, you have a phone.
Yes, for my cell phone.
Okay, good. Get this number. Write this down. Ready?
Just a minute.
Yeah. Write this number because you can listen. You can while you're waiting for it, you can listen on the telephone tonight.
Uh huh.
206.
206.
Yes, 400.
400.
That? Yeah, 2856.
Uh-huh.
2856.
2856. Uh-huh.
Yes,
okay.
206, 400, 2856. And when you dial that number, if you have a little speakerphone, you can put it down and sit in a chair, get ready, sit in a chair, and listen to it quietly in your room somewhere, and just follow the simple instructions. It's very, very simple. And don't try to make anything work. Just listen quietly and follow the simple instructions when I say, be aware of your fingers tingling. Just be aware of them. And don't try to make them tingle. Just notice the fingers are there and it will start to tingle. Even right now, your fingers tingling while I'm talking. See? See that?
Yes.
Yeah. See that? So you just follow the instructions and all these things will become very simple, and you'll suddenly become awake, like you'll suddenly find yourself in a new world. Like, remember the Wizard of Oz when Dorothy landed on the Wicked Witch?
Yes.
And she opened the door of her house and walked into a beautiful world? Well, you're going to open the door of your house and you're going to see the world for what it is. It's not beautiful.
Yes.
It's ugly. But you are beautiful and you can live in it. And you will make the world beautiful as you walk through it.
Yes.
In other words, the light will touch everything, including the children.
Okay.
And that's where we're going.
Uh-huh.
We're going to bring light to the world.
Yes.
And you can. You will. And I'll see to that, because I know you have a good heart.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you one more again, once more.
Uh-huh.
Not your fault. The fault is not your parents' fault. because they didn't know what they were doing. They had no idea what they were. They didn't even know it was wrong. You're a survivor, but you're a survivor. You still have a spirit, and you recognized it in me. They may have died, and I don't know where they are, but they may die, never ever realizing what they did. But that's their problem, and that's not yours. Don't try to help them. Just do as I ask you, and find that way out of this miserable life they've given you. Okay, you've had enough of it. There's a way out, and it's always been there for you. You just didn't know where the door was.
Yeah.
That's all. Okay. Okay?
Okay.
Have a nice evening, and have a good weekend. And Monday or Tuesday, you should be getting the CD. Meanwhile, go to the phone and listen to it on the phone.
Okay.
Bye, Nora.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, see, what time is it now? 10:44. It's almost time for a commercial, isn't it? Okay, well, my name's Roy Masters, and for those of you interested in, want to go further with some of the books I have difficulty selling these books. It never used to be when it was in the early 60s when Americans were different, easier to talk to and not tucked into all their various vices and so divided. There were nicer people and less confusion. Everything was different then. Now it's nothing else but a mass of confusion and sickness. But we can make this world a better world. We need to be real in it. That's the first thing. We need to be real comfortable in our own skins. That's where the magic begins. So I'm hoping to reach as many people as possible. You go to my website, and it says try before you buy. So you can listen to it as often as you want. And if you want to buy it, you do. That's a blessing. And we get a little money, which isn't much. Maybe $10 for a download. Big deal. Just sacrifice a couple of lattes or something. Or a pack of cigarettes. Just give me the money. And I help soldiers from committing suicide. That's what you'll be doing. And other people. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to bring your attention again to, if you have pen and pencil, please write these things down. Let me see. I'm looking for my screen here. I'm sitting here with two screens, and I can move things around. Let me see. This is program K. Well, actually, forget the K. It's 62:56, and the first hour is 62:55. If you want copies of the broadcast, you can. But you can always listen to it, no charge, as an archive tomorrow, or refeed all night. So if you miss the first hour, 2 hours, then 11 o'clock, it begins all over again, and it repeats all night, and then it's archived tomorrow. But be still and know by phone is 206. You know, I gave that gentle lady the wrong number. I gave her the advice line by phone. Oh, dear. Well, maybe did I give this one 206-315-40? I did. Yeah, it's the right number. You need that, too. If you don't have a computer, please give it a try, 206-315-4836, and it's 24/7. So sit quietly in a chair in your room instead of taking your pill, you know, the opiate, smoking that cigarette or running to the refrigerator for food. Go sit quietly in that room and listen to what I have to say and see how things change effortlessly. No effort. You didn't take effort to do wrong, did you? Well, same thing with right. I didn't know that, but...
Close your eyes and put your right hand by your side. Bring your attention to your right hand hanging by your side. Simply notice it, be aware of it, and feel the blood flowing down into it, and it will tingle. Become also aware of the middle of your forehead. Now, as
what you are hearing is a simple mental exercise widely used in the United States military that is finally saving lives and countering the effects of PTSD, depression, and other negative emotional conditions. Now this technique, used in the military entitled coping strategies, is available to the general public on the internet at FHU.com. You can listen to the exercise in complete privacy. Try it before you buy it. Listen to the civilian version, Be Still and Know, at FHU.com. That's FHU.com. Try it before you buy it, so you can prove to yourself that it works. At FHU.com.
Hi, Cindy, from California. And what can I do for you?
Well, I listened to you for a while, and tonight you struck a chord with me when you were talking about just somebody needing help crossing over.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
I meditate. I've been addicted to methamphetamine for 14 years, and I have clean periods, and then I just, you know, I give it to God, I let it go, and then I take it all back.
Yeah,
so,
but here it is. Here. No, look, so Cindy, listen, we only have a little while.
Okay.
I hear you, and you will notice that every time you get upset about something, you have this sudden compulsion to take this opiate.
Yes.
It's connected to anger and resentment. Now, reduce the word anger to a little thing called resentment. You know what resentment is?
Oh, absolutely.
It is a little tiny, little electric shock kind of thing. It doesn't feel like anger, but it blossoms into anger. It introduces you to the beast, the animal of the anger of the beast, like a snarling dog, and you repress it because you don't want to hurt anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to hurt as you've been hurt, but this is killing you.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, resentment is, let me put it simply, now you're meditating, resentment is the key that allows you to go to the wrong side of the force.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, here it works like this. Resentment is, if resentment isn't there, that little judgment thing, when you see something, people being mean to you or not appreciating you or hating you or defaming you or see injustice, when you see that, you know what justice and injustice is, because that's a gift. And the gift is that you see injustice but don't hate it. Don't resent it. Because the minute you resent it, then you're passing judgment on it, because when people are cruel, you do not know their background. They can no more help themselves to be cruel as you can help yourself, because you're also cruel. You've also done things you're sorry for. You may have hurt other people.
Absolutely.
So we're all under the spell. So if you can realize you are under the spell and you cannot help yourself, why are you judging others who cannot help themselves doing it to you? It really is a chain of command. We do unto others what was done unto us, and it spreads like a disease, and the whole country's falling apart. And that's all that's wrong with you. That's all that's wrong with you. You have been forgiven. If you can just sit still and realize that God has forgiven you, in other words, you're born pre-forgiven. You just have to go through all this mess and judgment and anger, because all gets programmed into you when you're a child. You come into a bad world. It's all bad. It's not good.
I gotta call you back on Monday. I really do, because I need you. I need more detail, and I know we're out of time, and I really want to talk to you more. So I'll call.
Well, yeah, Monday, just fine.
Okay.
But would you do me a favor? Oh,
yeah.
You have the CD? You have the CD?
No, I don't. But
then by phone. Get
okay.
It by phone. Here it is.
Okay.
206.
Okay.
206. 315.
Okay.
4836. Okay. Practice it till Monday, and then I can walk you the rest of the way.
Yeah, great. Great.
I know we don't have much time.
I know. Okay.
Thank you. You're aware, young lady.
Great.
God bless you too. Thank
Bye.
You. All right. Yes. It was a bit much, But let me say it with the few minutes we got left. Discernment degrades into judgment through resentment. Now, do you connect it? Discernment is a gift. To discern, which is not to get puffed up by what you're looking at, that's which is staring you in the face and degrading you and sneering at you. You know, I'm punching you. Okay, it happens. But these people, it's in your fallen state that these happen. But I tell you, if you rise to this other state, you'll be surprised. It puts a shield of protection around you for the most part. A strange aura, a strange energy field around you that signifies strength. And our military, I have to tell you, there's talk in very high places on using this technique to prevent post-traumatic stress disorder. And guess what will happen when that happens? The enemy, you see, is not civilized. They're just like the killers that killed Jesus. They were programmed to do the evil of Rome and the rabbis, I suppose, that delivered him. And he forgave them because he knew that if he hated them, that's what they wanted. That's what the humiliation is all about, is to degrade you, to humiliate you, to make you hate the image of God. That's what human beings are. The spirit of that is what's using that body. That body is now the person that is known that may be redeemable or not, like the thief on the cross. One was and one wasn't. But you got to understand that if they tempt you to resent them, you can see the evil. But if you were to look at the evil and understand that it wants you to hate the person. When you hate the person, you hate the image of God, the form. And it gets inside you and torments you. And then you do that's how it works. Listen, we'll talk more on Monday with maybe the young lady that called. Listen to David's commercial. We'll be right. We'll be back. Refeed the program. You can listen on FHU.com in case you're not ready. We'll be right back.
Close your eyes and put your right hand by your side. Bring your attention to your right hand hanging by your side. Simply notice it. Be aware of it. And feel the blood flowing down into it. And it will tingle. Become also aware of the middle of your forehead. Now, as
what you are hearing is a simple mental exercise widely used in the United States military that is finally saving lives and countering the effects of PTSD, depression, and other negative emotional conditions. Now this technique, used in the military entitled coping strategies, is available to the general public on the internet at FHU.com. You can listen to the exercise in complete privacy. Try it before you buy it. Listen to the civilian version, Be Still and Know, at FHU.com. That's FHU.com. Try it before you buy it, so you can prove to yourself that it works. At FHU.com.
Close your eyes and put your right hand by your side. Bring your attention to your right hand hanging by your side. Simply notice it. Be aware of it. And feel the blood flowing down into it. And it will tingle. Become also aware of the middle of your forehead. Now, as
what you are hearing is a simple mental exercise widely used in the United States military that is finally saving lives and countering the effects of PTSD, depression, and other negative emotional conditions. Now this technique, used in the military entitled coping strategies, is available to the general public on the internet at FHU.com. You can listen to the exercise in complete privacy. Try it before you buy it. Listen to the civilian version, Be Still and Know, at FHU.com. That's FHU.com. Try it before you buy it, so you can prove to yourself that it works at FHU.com.